Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm gonna be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my giggly goldfish?
Ooh, cute.
Cute, right?
Very cute.
I feel like goldfish are chic.
I mean, I did have a goldfish and they died like the next day. I do remember crying as a child.
They don't live a long time, but they live for a fun time. And
I also think fish tanks are gross.
They are. The algae, you have to like clean it and they're like dying all the time. It's,
you know, like things that you think are like disgusting. You're just like, I'm never doing that. There's going to be one point in our lives where like we have to do it because we have children. Like I have never thought about getting a hamster.
Oh, or, I thought you were like, talking anything about cleaning up poop. I think about that too often. Do you know how parents get
like
desensitized?
Cleaning up their poop?
Yeah, like they get desensitized. Yeah. Like if I even see my own poop, I gag.
Yeah.
And I have adorable poops.
And it's like someday I'm gonna have shit like on my hands and be like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's
like the, like, baby. Even picking up Romeo's poop, I have like, I need like 5 minutes to recover from it.
Yeah, like I don't want a fucking gerbil. But I know that like I'm gonna be suckered into getting a gerbil.
It's because you know they're gonna die and then you have to explain death to your child.
I'm not. I'm just gonna say it. I got a job. Successful, got a job. That's why you have to focus in school so you can get a job. Go live with his gerbil friends.
I just realized goldfish is pretty privileged because compared to the other fish, they're like a decent color and everyone treats them like they're better than all the other fish when they're just fucking fish.
Yeah, they're slimy and gross. I don't see myself as a fish family.
A goldfish is a minnow that put on bronzer.
Literally has like the best highlighter in the sea. They're like, you're still us.
Also, what do you think of this trend that's starting on TikTok where girls are straight up putting like little round like glitter dots around their eyes?
Like the whole Euphoria thing.
Yeah, like I feel like you can't pull that off in your 30s. It looks like...
No, you can't. You can't show up to a dinner in your 30s with diamonds encrusted on your eye.
Yeah.
You can be 22 and go to a bar with
and
them.
And it's so cute.
And it's adorable.
It looks
but
like an art project gone wrong. It's like, take care of your kids. Stop putting glitter on your face.
Yeah, it's like you didn't put into your retirement fund this month, and we know it.
I love how much we've been talking about our unborn children the first 3 minutes of this pod. But speaking of unborn children, how's your vajayjay? Because I feel like you've been on a vagina journey, and I want to know an update.
I've been on a real vagina journey this past week. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt a UTI coming. And I was like, it's fine. I'm just going to chug water because I feel like I've taken so many UTI antibiotics.
That it's now causing UTIs.
No, that like I'm scared that my vagina's going to not react to them anymore. So I try and not take them.
Like Justin Bieber with dopamine.
Right. Like I don't want my vagina to be desensitized to the macrodantin that they give me every month. And it's just like nobody cares. I sent such a rage text to Craig just blaming him for it.
He's like, oh, yeah, it's my fault that you don't pee. And I was like, no. It actually is. It's your pH not mixing with mine. We're just obviously off this week. Like, okay, I don't know how I got dragged
I
into
did
this.
Care, though. I feel like I texted you one too many times about it to the point that I'm like, am I being creepy asking about her vagina all the time?
No, you literally texted me 3 days in a row and was like, how is she?
But it's like true.
She's just taking a minute.
Your vagina is your feminine core. So when your vagina's off, I feel like your whole vibe is off.
Do you remember the Sex and the City episode when Charlotte went to the doctor and she was like, your vagina's depressed? Yeah. That's how I felt this week. Because I kept like looking down as if something was going to like magically grow from it. I was like, how are we? Like, I was like, I gave you so much water this morning. Do you think we could pee it out and we'll be fine? Or do you think it'll burn when we do it?
Your vagina's like, I hate this body that's attached to me. And I just want to not live in this life anymore.
She's like, can we just nap? Yeah. And then the other thing with the UTI, you can't sleep it off like other ailments.
Oh, I know.
Because you're like, oh, I'm so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's just the worst.
I also, do we blame the like weird vagina masks that you were promoting 3 weeks ago?
No, because I haven't done them in a while. Yeah. I'm actually going to maybe do one today. Maybe it'll soothe her.
Yeah.
But like I'm back and better.
Yeah.
But also Craig tricks me. Like, I'm like, I can't have sex because I like am getting off of a UTI and like I need to just let her rest. Doesn't take no for an answer. He's like, okay, but like maybe if we don't go hard. And then you just end up like giving in. And then I'm like, oh my fucking God, it's burning again.
And then he's jackhammering. You know what that means? You have to start doing anal.
No, Hannah, I can't. I literally can't.
You'd rather the burning pain of your vajayjay than the burning pain of your asshole.
No, I just know that my pain tolerance is not there yet.
Coming from a girl who would wear stilettos for 12 hours straight because the outfit looks good.
Nothing is supposed to go inside your asshole. That's the thing that I don't understand on how anal is such like a prominent thing that people are out here doing. Because the body was not designed to shove things up your ass.
For men, because of the prostate, it feels really good. Like they have a G-spot there. For men, for sure. For women, I don't know, but you can't yuck someone's yum. Also, you can't say stuff is not meant to go out, like, that you poop. There's a lot of...
Yeah, it's meant to come out. It's not meant to go in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just am having a tough time with it, but you will be the first person that I tell when I first do anal. I'll text you while I'm doing it.
I've never fully done anal before.
Really?
I told Des I'm going to do it on our wedding night, and he, like... laugh like he liked it. And then the other day I was like, he was like, do we do the honeymoon right after? And I was like, all I know is we're gonna do anal. And he was like, for real though, like I don't really care to do anal the night of my wedding. And I was like, really? I've been holding off.
Like, I'd rather not see shit all on your white wedding dress.
This is like the TikTok where it's like, I mean, I was gonna say no, but why did you say no?
Yeah, wait, that's such a thing.
It's such Wait, I have to
like,
do that
whenever
afterwards.
I hear Craig answer questions about, like, if I'm going to move to Charleston or not, I'm like, no, like, I said that I wasn't moving down yet, but, like, why did you say that I wasn't moving down yet? He's like, because you're not. And I was like, well, now I'm gonna, just because you told everyone I'm not.
I feel like you should just be bi-coastal.
Except we're on the same coast.
You already practically are. People have been bothering me saying I haven't been doing enough dope documentaries, and you know what, today we're going full on in on some dope documentaries.
Wow.
Do you want me to just do it now?
Yeah, just do it.
The Kanye West documentary on Netflix. Have you watched it?
I watched the first episode.
There's only one episode out.
Oh
yeah,
so then yes, I'm caught up. As I was watching it, I felt my energy shift to being team Kanye West.
I don't know if I can, like, pick a team, but I do have to say he is so – I don't want to use the word likable because I'm starting to hate that word, but you see Kanye on the come up. You see this kid who has the most adorable mom, Dunda, who calls him – when she says his name, it just makes me so happy. She's just
yes!
like,
yes, wait, I noticed that Kanye. Too. When you first meet her, when he goes to her apartment and she's, like, complimenting his necklace – Yeah.
Kanye, the angels are with you, Kanye. The star of the documentary so far is Kanye West's retainer, which is getting a lot of screen time that I didn't expect. Like a rapper will come into a studio and be like, yo, what's that? And he's like, yo, that's my retainer. And he goes, don't put that on the table.
I like feel bad for him. Like, I mean, obviously it's very hard to go from like Chicago, mm-hmm. like basically knowing no one, mm-hmm. having nothing, mm-hmm. and then being like the number one rapper in the world.
So Kanye knew that he was going to be the best. But the cute thing about this documentary is no one else did. Where he's obviously a genius in seventh grade. He's been making all these beats and selling it to people and watching them blow up. Like Jay-Z, the Blueprint. He did the beats for H to the Izzo. Like he was fully respected on the scene. But then you see him basically say, I want to be a rapper. No one's respecting him. He goes to Jay-Z's office and is trying to play it for like the secretaries and they're getting distracted. And for a second, you feel so bad for him because he's
so bad because he would just like walk out of the room because they'd start like talking to someone. That was the moment that I was like, fuck, I love Kanye West.
And then there's even the moment where he starts to get some good heat and momentum and he gets interviewed and he like didn't say one of his friend's names in an article to credit him for his come up, and his friend goes on this like radio show just like ripping him apart,
tearing him apart,
and Kanye gets so upset and Kanye's like, sorry dude, like I said it, they didn't put it in. And then his I love the rap game because the rappers are like, look, you're coming up and the haters are going to come out.
Yeah, like that's just what it is. Like you're on the scene, people so start you're going to get you, a diss track.
Everyone's going to start hating on you and they're going to tear you apart and rip every single little detail up about you. But the crazy thing about Kanye is I was getting ready for my show last night and I was like, I'm going to have a Kanye moment, and I'm playing his old songs. And his old songs, it's like Bill Cosby, they show the future. Like he was saying it from the beginning, how he's scared of becoming too big and how no man should have so much power and how like his brain goes from like wanting to die to like being so happy to like, can you get much higher? Like he's always thought about this stuff. And then I'm excited to see the next episode where I think they're going to delve more into his actual mental health.
And also just the fact that he like had the wherewithal to be like, just film everything we're doing, and in 20 years, this is going to be very relevant. Kanye West is a master manifestation.
I was going to say, he is such a manifester where he even looks at the camera and he's like, no one thinks I'm going to be a rapper, but I know I'm going to be the greatest of all time. And that takes serious belief in yourself, despite literally big labels looking at you and being like, we know good rap and you're not it.
Yeah.
What I also love about Kanye is how he said all the other rappers are talking about like killing each other, and he was like, I want to talk about my life and how I feel and like my relationships and my mental health. And that's why him and Kid Cudi got along, because they were similar like that. But anyway, clearly I'm all in and obsessed with it.
I am too, and it actually kind of made me, I mean, I am a Kim Kardashian stan, I just like love her, but it made me very like,
well, you have empathy.
Yeah, I was just like, wait, but I love Kanye, and like,
he's not. No, that's the thing. Society tries to make people like evil.
Yeah,
there are some people who are evil, but
and damn right, he should be mad that like Pete Davidson swooped in and is just like living the life that he built with Kim.
So this is my question: do you think Kanye's outrageous actions are going to cause problems between Kim and Pete? Like Pete's like, look, I can't deal with this, or is it going to make them stronger?
My God, Hannah.
This is Barbara Walters shit right now.
Yeah, what did this just turned into 60 minutes. We're supposed to giggle here. I think that Pete is like, I think this is, I don't think the relationship is a PR stunt, but I think that it's PR adjacent, and like he's getting a lot of more eyes on him, and it eventually is going to make his career even bigger. Mm-hmm. But I think people get scared of like vulnerability. Like if you're in the public eye, you're actually not allowed to be yourself. Like you're not allowed to, like how many times have you fought with someone and sent some of the most insane text messages ever? Mm-hmm. And if they ever got out, people would be like, she's a fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, mm-hmm. like see a therapist, take medicine. Mm-hmm. Like, no, that's just like being a human and having reactions. Yeah. So Kanye's like every single thing Kanye does, people are just like, he's so crazy. Like, okay, you probably are too, but like yours just aren't posted on TMZ.
Or also, like, what would you do if you had the following he had and you know that everyone was gonna hear? Like, it's just they're living in this crazy world where their decisions are not normal. Like, you're like, oh, I would never do that.
Yeah,
but it's like you don't know what it's actually like,
and it's like you kind of have to work through it in private. Like, okay, well, that's like stressful in itself.
Yes, especially when everyone's saying all these bad things about him. But also it's scary because like you are in the public eye and he's posting private messages, and like, but it also makes me think, like, how long and how many times have they gone through this with him? Do you know how he's had moments where he's done it? It's kind of like, I feel like they've also just been trying to like cover it all up for a while. Do you feel that?
Yeah, because Kim doesn't like non-structured PR moves, I feel like.
Yeah, and this is a full-on he's talking about Corey Gamble. Have you seen that?
I mean, he's gone rogue.
And then he was,
wait, was he insinuating that Corey just like
cheats
on Chris, which like I could say,
but then he ends up being like, I love Chris is the shit. So like it's hard to follow him, like you don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, who are we mad at though?
His enemies are all over the place, as the Tinder swindler would say. Kanye and his enemies.
Someone sent me a meme about the Tinder swindler and was like, if someone said my enemies are after me, I would just get the ick. Like, and I was like, wait, that's so true. I would just be like, ew, gross. I'm not mortgaging my house. I'm like grossed out by it.
Also, I am proud of Dez, because every now and then I feel like I keep him young.
Yeah, he's in the know.
He did an Uncut Gems joke that was like super original. Did you see it?
No. How about the filter on TikTok with the eye shadow? You did that first and it wasn't a filter.
This is the thing.
Like, that was just
3 weeks
being
ago
smart.
I was doing Uncut Gems and I was doing the full makeup look, and I'm over it, and everyone now has a filter for it, and they don't even have to be in the bathroom and embarrass themselves potentially on their fiance's brother walking in, but whatever,
right? They didn't have to go through that turmoil.
No. And but you know what, I felt the real Julia Fox. I was her for like 5 minutes, and those people did a filter. It's not the same. But
you walked so the filter could run.
Yeah. So Dez does this Insta story talking about uncircumcised dicks. Because Dez has an uncircumcised penis.
Oh my God. Wait, we've never really spoken about it.
And I was
like, wait, so weird we haven't talked about your fiance's dick.
It's so crazy because we've talked about everything. But he basically starts talking about it, and then he goes, from now on, you can all call my uncircumcised penis Uncut Gems.
I don't know why I haven't thought about Dez's penis more in my everyday life, but like it didn't even run through my mind that he would be uncircumcised. He's European.
Okay, yeah, well, we had this full talk about it where he's like, it's so weird that in America they call it uncircumcised as if you like undid something, when it's like that's just how it came out,
right? Why do they do it? They think it's like a cleanliness thing?
A cleanliness thing. It's definitely a lot of religion is involved. But some people argue that like it's not consensual to just cut a baby's skin off.
Well, I would agree with that.
But that's been normalized. You have to like clean it more, I guess. But it also is way more sensitive. Like during a blowjob, there's like more.
When it's cut?
No, when it's uncut.
When it's uncut.
Because there's like more places
just
to give
years
feeling.
And years of women setting ourselves up for failure. You know, like we have to work harder. We did it to ourselves. We cut them so we could work harder. I can't.
Do you remember the first uncircumcised dick you ever saw?
Yeah, I do.
What happened?
I do remember it. I was on yacht week with a bunch of my friends, and one morning, one of my girlfriends like slept on another boat, and when I tell you I saw her sprinting down the dock back to our boat to tell me that it was the first time she saw one, and I was like, oh my God, that's crazy, like what do we do? Like, and she was like, I don't know, I'm just shook. I'm not kidding you, 24 hours later, I did the same thing. I ran down the dock and I was like, Amanda, you will never guess what I just saw.
And she's like, I actually can. I feel like also guys have different lengths of the extra skin. Like sometimes it goes way over and it looks like a full anteater. And sometimes it kind of just looks normal, or they just pull back a little and it seems like it's uncircumcised. But the first time I saw one was a basketball player at Wisconsin. And I did not envision that for him. So I just looked at it But I was like, I wanted to behave. I didn't want to embarrass him. And I just said,
you can't look directly at it. No. You have to glance.
You have to side eye.
You have to side eye.
I want to be respectful.
Throw shade at it.
And I just said, I have to work on my communication. I said, how do I do with this? What do I do with this? And he said, just treat it like it's normal. It's a regular dick. Just treat it like it's normal.
Oh, that poor guy.
And I just said, how do I manage with this? And
do you have an instruction manual? What do we do here?
Yep.
Question. Mm-hmm. Are you going to
cut my baby's
dick
off?
Cut your son? Yeah.
I love that the gigglers are like, we don't need to know Hannah's unborn child's dick's details, but we do.
I feel like I do.
I feel like my son's more cultured if he doesn't. And if a girl's not going to sleep with him because of his uncut gem, she's not meant to be.
Uncut jam.
Uncut jam.
Give me some more docs.
I watched Georgina, the beginning of it. And I have to say, this woman is very famous and we had no idea who she was. She has like 40 million followers. So she's like international. And I have to say, she did the ideal documentary where there's zero drama. Nothing happens. And she kind of just talks about her life. But there's this like ASMR type enjoyment of it where she just like talks about loving fashion and hanging out with friends and all these beautiful places she goes and like how she organizes her houses, and it was really relaxing.
It was really relaxing. Okay, now that you've watched it, did you get the feeling at all that it was too good to be true?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I said, okay. It's the ideal documentary where it kind of felt like a PR stunt.
Do you feel like watching him a little bit on the screen, even though he wasn't like on very much, mm-hmm. you got like an eerie vibe from him?
The whole thing was just like a PR, like she's the greatest thing that ever happened.
Yeah.
What's funny, because you loved it.
But then I was like, am I being so jaded by it? No, like I loved it because I just like liked watching her on my screen.
But also,
like,
there was so
did.
Much fashion in it. So I know you loved that.
But I was like, I feel like this isn't like 100% accurate. Like, I want to see you guys fight
it
about
was
something. Like, what are the things that you guys disagree on?
It was Instagram in a documentary. Even the relatable parts when she's like, I love eating. I just love eating. That's the girl on Instagram in the stories being like, guys, I just ate a pizza.
I just want a burger.
I just got a burger. Yeah. And then she's with her friends and her friends are like, she's so generous. Like, she's crazy.
She's so down to earth.
She's crazy. I'm like, I have friends who are crazy. I actually have a crazy friend. You getting invited to a yacht on a Sunday morning, not crazy.
Yeah, right.
I have a friend who chased a squirrel down a subway and then like tried to eat it.
Us breaking Kelly out of the emergency room when she's being put on a 405, whatever it is, hold. That's crazy. Okay. That's crazy.
You eating a croissant for lunch? Not crazy.
Not crazy to me. Not crazy.
But the story of Rags to Riches is like the modern Cinderella where she worked at a Gucci and then he kind of was like, and I knew she was the one I want to spend the rest of my life with and, like, take care of my children. Which no man's ever said that about me. This is like, I know I want to spend the rest of my life with her. We're going to need multiple babysitters.
We're going to have to interview a lot of nannies. A lot of nannies will help.
Hannah's mom seems like she's going to be really helpful.
I can't wait to come over to your house one day, like when you have two kids, like when you have one child who's like four and then like a baby and he's just like throwing things at the wall. You know, I'm just going to be like, hey.
Des knows he's going to have to take care of them and that's why he's postponing. But I'm literally working hard to have money to afford help so that I can. Yeah. And for butter.
Same.
Because she's high maintenance. Okay. This is so good. If you go to A&E.com for free, you can watch Secrets of a Playboy.
Playboy, like Playboy Mansion? Like that Playboy?
Hugh Hefner.
Playboy just...
So it's basically, he's been dead, and all the women... Why is that funny?
I don't know, but it was. He's been dead. No, he's done. Been dead. He's been dead.
We deaded him. He's done. You're done. Yeah.
If he was still alive, he would have been canceled.
I think like he missed the Me Too movement by a second. That lucky bastard.
By a hair.
A hair. Or his literally insides were like, we need to shut down because bad things are coming.
Yeah.
So he this guy, Hugh Hefner, very smart. Honestly, like, not cute, but, like, whatever.
No.
Like, skeezy looking, but...
Yeah, creepy vibes.
Very creepy vibes, very boys club. But he was, like, the original guy to pitch feminism to get fucked. Like, he was like, this is empowering for women. I'm empowering women. And he really, they said it's basically like a cult for blondes. Where...
I mean,
while you,
I could have told you that.
I know. But I guess everyone put a blind eye to it, and everyone's like, they're making money, they're getting fame. And Holly Madison, remember they had the whole like, and they were like, oh, his whole thing was PR, just looking like he's like some savior to these blonde women. When she basically talks about one of the first nights she hung out with him, he like forced himself on her and all these women in a room. And there was like, a boys area where the women weren't allowed to go, and then they would just kind of like have sex with them whenever they wanted. I'm in the very beginning of it, but people talked about like there were suicides, drug overdoses, and he covered
Wait, it. I need to watch
He
this.
Covered it all up. And these are all like such beautiful women. Are you abandoning who you really are, and you're gonna feel like self-hate?
I've felt that way just like being in my 20s and like sleeping with someone where you're like, you know, like you sleep with someone and then the next day you're like, why did I even do that? Like, I know I didn't even want to do that. Mm-hmm. Not that they like force you, but you're just like, I don't, ew. Like, you just immediately have the ick, and it has nothing to do with them. It's like you feeling like you had to do that, or like, so I understand that.
I realize why a lot of women don't like random sex. It means that you don't like having sex with someone who doesn't like you.
Yeah, that's a, yeah.
Like, I just want the guy to at least, like, know who I am and kind of like me.
Yeah. Like, I don't find it, I know it was, like, really cool to be like, whatever, like, I'm empowered. Like, I can do just what the boys do. I actually can't. Because I have a soul. Like, we have emotions.
I'm trying to put myself in a girl's shoes who, like, likes having random sex. And I guess it could feel, like, naughty. And you could feel like you're experimenting and learning about yourself. But a lot of the time, it's just about them. And you at the end are like, this was not pleasurable. And why doesn't he have a headboard?
And, and, like, I'm going to fake this right now so you can get the fuck off of me. Because I've decided I want a cheeseburger in my own bed.
Yeah,
so
I feel like if you want to sexually explore and learn about yourself, it's with the person you trust that you really get the best experience.
So true. So true. Anytime I've ever slept with someone and it was, like, a one-off or, like, maybe it was a few times, I say they don't count. I've taken them off my list. You don't count.
There's no body count.
I'm literally a virgin if I go by that.
I forgot how to count. I also, do you remember how when we were little, like high school, how if a girl had sex with like two or three guys, people would say her vagina was loose?
Yeah.
But then like the girl who had the steady boyfriend was like so cool when I'm like, if vaginas got loose from amount of times you have sex, that girl's vagina would be loose.
Is that why you're so pro-anal?
But the point is that your shrimp dicks are not making any vagina loose, okay?
At all. I'm at one point in my life, I'm going to push a watermelon out of a peanut. So please.
And your canal is so tiny. I'm stressed for her already.
So tiny. Do you know that my mom didn't remember that story? I called her this week and I was like, I feel like I'm just irritated. I don't think like it's actually a UTI. And I was like, remember when the doctor told me that my canal was just like so much smaller? She literally started laughing. She was like, no, why would I remember that? And I was like, well, one, because you're my mother. And two, because I love that trait about myself. And she's like, okay, Paige, I gotta go.
That's my characteristic.
That's my favorite thing about me.
When the doctor said I have a gorilla grip vagina, you don't remember that?
I'm like, how do you not remember that day? She was like, when did that even happen? I was like, remember they stuck a camera up? I was like, oh my God, are you even my biological mother?
They stuck a camera up and they couldn't see because it was so fucking narrow. It was like Indiana Jones. Oh my God.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
Okay, final documentary. No, two. Final two. Tom and Pammy just came out, the new episode. I'm still in it, Paige. I'm still loving it.
I am still in it, too.
Do you really think it's boring?
I don't think it's boring, but like, I don't know. I feel like I've been really critical these days on like things I watch. I'm like, it could be better.
Yeah.
But like, not like I have any suggestions.
I know.
I'm just being a hater.
Don't give me a problem if you don't have a solution. Did you see It's Me Tinks came out with a hot take on the Anna Delvey documentary and basically bashed it on TikTok.
I mean, she's my modern day philosopher. So what did she say?
She said, comparison is the thief of joy. And then she said, that she was so hyped for this and the tone and everything just was off, and they made it more like a soap opera drama than like an actual which is what we said. And then also the amount that I spent watching this pregnancy woman be like upset about her pregnancy, I have nothing against pregnancy women, like I'm not anti-pregnancy, but like that's not what I'm watching a con artist documentary for.
I think that the Netflix Anna Delvey show would have been great if it was the third show that, like, they had made. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wanted the original show about this story to be so captivating and dark and, like, the ins and out of this woman's brain. Mm-hmm. Rather, like, so if I watched that first and then I watched this Netflix show, I would have enjoyed it more.
Yeah, this was not a first vibe of it. But there is a 2020 of her, and she's pretty funny. She's just sitting there in an interview being like, I don't really feel bad. I don't really feel bad and whatever.
Okay, but I will say watching the show, I don't either. I don't feel bad either. Like, okay, she tricked some really smart businessmen.
The whole like staying in hotels for 30 days and then leaving without paying like 30 grand, 50 grand.
Yeah, that's legit crazy.
Crazy, but she's trying to survive and like pushing the limits. But what's fucked up is her friend Rachel is just getting like shat on.
Yeah.
And her friend Rachel was basically like, this Netflix special doesn't really show what it was really like, but I realized it's because Rachel got ahead of the game. Rachel wrote that article about her. Rachel got a $300,000 book about it.
Good for Rachel.
But that was all used against her in court because they were like, right. So.
And then she was found not guilty on that count.
Rachel didn't get justice because basically, they were like, Rachel, this girl's paid for everything for you. And she's like, yes. She's like, so you go to Morocco and she can't pay. And you, did she force you to pay? And she was like, no, but like, we're afraid we're going to get arrested in Morocco. And they're like, did she force you? And she's like, not really. She goes, so she didn't pay you back. I'm like, isn't that every friend on the weekend when they go to a bar?
Yeah. No, literally. I'd like, imagine if I just wrote a book on everyone who didn't Venmo me for a vodka soda.
But you know what annoys me? It's kind of like that friend at the bar who buys everyone drinks all night. And then they're like, your turn. And you're like, I actually didn't come here to do that. And they're like, but I've been buying everyone drinks. And I'm like, that was a you thing. So don't make me now have to spend $500 on shots because you guys.
One of my biggest pet peeves.
I don't even drink. Like, I'm not even drinking.
Yeah. If you're offering me a drink, if you're volunteering your hand and saying, I'm going to go to the bar and get the next round, I'm assuming that that means you're going to the bar mm-hmm. and picking up the tab for the next round. Mm-hmm. And if you're handing me a drink, my first thought isn't let me Venmo you for it.
Yeah.
Because I know that when I go up to the bar and get a round for the group, that's on me.
Yes.
I went and did that.
Or if you're with like four girls and you're eating dinner and someone goes, hey, I'll get the first bottle. Are you guys cool getting next? That's called consent. But if we're with right. 14 people and someone buys shots, do not expect me to stand up.
If you Venmo me for $4, I gotta go.
If there's
like,
sense
bye.
In your Venmo, small claims court.
No. Oh my God, people don't talk about that enough. Never in my lifetime have I sent a Venmo with sense in it. And if I'm paying someone, like I'm actively doing the Venmo first, like I know yeah. I owe this person like $14.55, yeah. I'm sending $15.
Do you know why?
Because I'm a human.
Do you know why me and you have been friends for so long? And you've mentioned it like you like no, low maintenance friends.
Because we have a corporate card.
Yeah, we have a corporate card. But also both me and you, in everything in life, I feel like we don't keep score. Like, I don't keep score.
We're too sleepy.
We're too sleepy. Like, I don't know what you owe me. I don't know what I owe you. And you don't either.
No, I've never.
And honestly, ignorance is bliss.
Because, no, but that's, like, being normal. Like, I've never clocked it in my brain to be like, I got that Uber, so Hannah better get the next one. Actually, I hate when Hannah gets Ubers, and I actively protest against it because she never gets the XL. She sends me home in a Prius. Like, I'd rather just get it. No, it's so true. If you send sense in a Venmo, see you in small claims court. Because that's just ridiculous.
But then I also
you
feel
don't
pressure.
Need the 25 cents.
I feel pressure like, oh, if I do something nice for her, is she going to like feel like she has to do it for me? When I'm not like that. I'm all vibes.
No, I can't.
We're vibes. We're a vibes Venmo crew.
No, we are.
And we don't do math.
We also, oh, that's the real, I think that's really what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, because you actually
like,
don't know how to divide the bill.
Never again. I got this one,
you
guys.
Know, this is crazy, so like, but I got this. To avoid embarrassing yourself.
I'll pick this one up. I don't want people looking at the check because I don't want them checking my math on the tip.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I got this one, guys.
Yeah.
No, but Hannah and I do have a toxic trait that we just developed that we just throw it on the corporate card and we own the corporation. So it's not great. We're like, whatever. It's a write-off.
But we also like won't take money out of the account. And every now and then I'm like, should we pay ourselves for the hard work we're doing? And Paige is like, what account? And I'm like, our business. But that's why I love Giggly Squad so much, because we're not in it for the money.
No, we literally have, we just started touching the business account. And like, it honestly stresses me out.
Also, we have the sketchiest accountant who has no idea who we are, which is great. Like, imagine if we had an accountant on their shit being like, why did you guys need a facial? A golden facial.
I went to the bank the other day to transfer money from the Giggly Squad account to my personal checking account. Mm-hmm. And when I got up to the teller, he was like, I told him what I had to do. And he was like, great, name of the business. And I just like, I was like, Giggly Squad. And he goes, I'm sorry, what? And I go, Giggly Squad. The man couldn't keep in his laughter. He goes, I actually don't want to know. That's probably best.
And then they expect you to be like $4, and then when it's like a decent yeah. amount, they're like, what do you actually do?
No, yeah, what he goes, now yeah, like, now what is Giggly Squad and like the password to get into our account? So stupid. He's like, you guys do sound like you're kind of funny.
The worst thing is, like, I had to buy a microphone because I lost my microphone, but I got it back, don't worry, when I lied to my therapist. And they're always like, oh, what are you buying this for? And I'm like, a podcast. They're like, what's your podcast? And immediately I'm like, immediately no. And they're like, I want to listen. And I'm like, immediately no.
We're at capacity. We're at capacity. We can't explain to you the origin. We like, when people are like, I don't get the court thing, I'm like, I don't want you to. Like, if you don't get it, I can't explain it to you.
I do have to say, I'm in Miami and I just did a show in Miami and the Gigglers showed the fuck up. And I was not able to appreciate it to the extent that you would, because the fashion in Miami is
different.
Like, every girl looks main character energy. Like, we did a meet and greet after. And I have to say, there's a similarity with New York where they have, like, great jeans, one of these little tops that aren't really a top, a beautiful, like, leather or blazer with, like, shoulder pads, and just
everyone is Maddie from Euphoria, ready to drive to Nate's house and kill him.
You nailed it. And then, like, the curves and the hair and the makeup is on fleek, and I just was like,
it's always done. They're done up at every moment.
And I told them all we're coming in April for The Bachelorette, so they're all coming. They're really excited.
Hannah's been texting me things that she's planned for her own Bachelorette, and I literally feel like it's my Bachelorette. I'm like, I'm so happy you did that for me.
Oh, yeah, I texted like, I you something and you go, I'm like, do you love me?
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. You really love me.
I definitely feel like the energy of this Bachelorette has nothing to do with Dez, and it's purely just us, like, having an excuse to be together.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna put Uncut Gems under every picture of Dez, like, cut out cardboards.
Do you remember when we used to call him Caddy Daddy in the beginning?
Oh, wow. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a lot of, like, inside jokes with the Gigglers that, like, it isn't a funny, like, when you have inside jokes with your friends and you just, like, one day you just, like, both stop saying it and you, like, forget that it even existed.
We're just, like, realizing things and growing and evolving. But I do have to say, everyone has nicknames in the beginning until you like him, and then your friend starts calling him Jim. But at first, he's just, like, Navy Boy, Blue Balls guy.
I don't think I had a nickname for Craig. I mean, they were choice words, for sure. But I don't think I had a nickname. This motherfucker.
This motherfucker. Okay, wait, is there any other documentaries? No. Let's do some front page news.
Okay. Britney Spears just signed a $15 million deal to do her tell-all book.
I'm proud of her.
And I'm proud of her.
I'm proud of her, but I'm nervous. I'm nervous for some reason.
I'm nervous, too. I mean, I think she's going to have a ghostwriter, obviously. It's not like she's, like, sitting down at her desk and, like, typewriting. I also, like, everyone was like, oh, my God, $15 million. Kind of feel like she could have gotten more.
And that's, like, why I love that, you.
That book is going to be, then there's going to be a documentary. She's going to go on a whole book tour. Then there's, like, someone's going to make a movie about her life. Like, I just kind of feel like $15 million, I feel like she could have gotten, like, at least 30.
Yeah, I do think that it's the beginning of hopefully more things for her. I guess I said I'm nervous because I know so many eyes are going to be on it and there's just going to be so many opinions of it, and, like, we're finally gonna know her real side of the story. But I kind of love that it's a book and not an interview, because I feel like a book, you can really put the details and really think it through.
Oh, remember when I was gonna read more? I forget what book I was even reading.
I got really nervous the other day just thinking if anyone ever in a public setting asked me, like, my favorite authors, that, like, I wouldn't know how to answer.
Do you remember when we were younger and we would go on, like, job interviews and, like, one of the questions would be like, what are you reading right now? Do you know that I always said the same thing?
Well, you had to. What was yours?
The Great Gatsby.
Oh my God, what would I would be like, I'd say I like reading autobiographies by, like, Chelsea Handler and Mindy Kaling and Tina Fey.
Wow, that's a really good one, because I've actually never read The Great Gatsby. But I've seen the movie, so I could answer questions.
It's not a good one, because I couldn't name an author. I named comics who wrote a book.
Yeah, but that's very true to your personality, and I feel like that interviewer would pick up on that.
And, like, Chachovsky. Oh, I know what you would say. You'd be like, Tinks.
I'm like, have you heard of Tinks? And it's not really, like, a reading thing. It's like an audiobook. Like, watching.
But, like, on an app.
Wait, Craig just did his audiobook? And I was so jealous because, like, I went the one day to, like, kind of, like, watch him do it. Hannah, we would thrive in like a soundproof booth. Just
that's what we do. It's called podcasting.
And then he kept talking to me in the way that he like read the audiobook, like enunciating every word. And I was like, you have to shut up.
How was his voice? Like, was he like, because sometimes he loses his voice.
He was really good at it.
Sometimes he loses his voice from like having too much fun at night. But did he take care
of
his voice?
No, the amount of tea that was drank that week. But like, it was actually really cool.
How long does it take?
Oh my God. It took him like 4 full days.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long?
Like 5 hours.
How long did it take him to write his book?
A couple months. No, yeah, I would say like a couple months. No, I would say like the process started, I think, like a year ago, but I think it takes like a solid 6 months.
So this is my question. When do you think you would drop a book in your career?
I don't know if I ever would drop a book on my life, because I don't think I have like...
You'd have to talk about how you hate your fat dog.
Do you know Craig brought that up to me? He goes, I heard you have a dog. Or not, I heard you have a dog. He's like, but I heard you just say that your dog is fat to people. And I'm like, you've met Polo.
He's fat.
Like, why is this like a weird thing? He's like, but how could you say that? And I was like, because I have eyes and I can look at Polo and know that he's overweight. Like, what are you talking about?
His admission to first chapter is like, then Polo walked into the room and immediately I turned my head disgusted after he shoved his face with too much tuna fish. Somebody take this poor dog on a walk.
Some woman will nonstop DMing Craig about how he should break up with me solely based on the fact that I call my dog fat.
She's
not the one.
Of women who don't know us telling our significant others about us. Like, they don't know, they know us better than they do and should break up with us. Someone messaged us saying, do you know Hannah's crazy? And he was like, yes.
Wait, what?
No, people go, have you seen Summer House? Have you seen it? And he was like, yeah, she told me everything that happened. You actually haven't seen everything that happened, which is crazy.
No, so many people tell Craig I'm a gold digger. I'm like, I pay all your shit. What are you talking about? I make more money than you.
I have to say, you know how people like to Google celebrities' net worths? I'll tell you right now, they're all wrong. They're all so wrong.
They're all wrong.
Very wrong.
I love Googling their height and their net worth. But then like I Google mine, I'm like, that's not right. So.
It's not right. We're just saying it's not right. What else do you have?
Sam Hunt's pregnant wife files for divorce, citing adultery. Do you know Sam Hunt?
Sam Hunt. Who's his?
He's a...
Oh, no.
He is a country music
is
singer.
Is it Lauren? No.
No.
Is it a bachelor girl? No.
No.
Oh, that's a different guy.
No, her name's Hannah Lee Fowler. Tennessee, is that a bachelor girl?
I don't think so, but it sounds like it could be.
Yeah, it does. Honestly, when they give a middle name, I love the South. They have 1,000 names.
People love Sam Hunt. Like, he's like the token hottest. Him. Oh, they were really cute.
No, I think they were like...
together for a long time?
Yeah.
Well, good for her. Get out.
And she was pregnant. How, like...
There is something gross about cheating during a pregnancy. They were 14 years together.
I've always had this weird fear that, like, oh, my God, what if my husband doesn't want to sleep with me when I'm pregnant? And then, like, I don't know how this came up in conversation with Craig. But I was like, would you be, like, grossed out? And he was like, no, I feel like I'd be, like, so jacked up. Like, not only do I love you so much, but I, like, made something that's inside of you. Mm-hmm. Like, I would be excited. And then he was like, I have a friend that actually, like, loves... I was, like, sleeping with pregnant women. He was like, no, like, loves getting his wife pregnant and, like, sleeping with her. And I was like, okay, well, that man needs therapy.
No, apparently it's a real
back
thing.
To us.
Apparently it's very, like, pheromones and hormonal where men
no,
are
I think
super
that's,
attracted.
I think, yeah, I like
to
that.
Their woman when she's pregnant because you're, like, so vivacious and curvy and you're, like, creating his child and, like, men get jacked up on that. So, like...
I feel like there's some type of, like, king...
complex
something that's happening and we're like back in like the 1700s or something that he's like I'm gonna have sex with my pregnant woman.
I actually heard but, two very fucked up things on TikTok like
wow,
two
do tell.
Fucked up stories on TikTok. One, this girl found out that her dad had been a client on her OnlyFans.
No, that's sick.
Then a girl said that she recently found out that her boyfriend was posting videos of her and him hooking up on an OnlyFans account and making money from it.
You kidding?
She basically posted on TikTok and everyone's like, this is super, super, super fucked up. And she explained she found out because this is what I was doing last night. Getting really invested in these things. She saw he kept getting OnlyFans notifications, so she naturally broke into his phone to see who he's following on OnlyFans, and she found out
classic.
It was an account himself. For like her, and that he was making money off of. And then she confronted him and he basically gaslit her, like, it's not a big deal, like, I don't show the front of your face ever. And she's like, I mean, you see everything else, like my room, my like hair thing, my clothes, like you see everything. And he basically tried to gaslight her and be like, it's so not a big deal. But it's one of those things.
Do you know, did he use his real name?
I don't think so. But the point is that if it's not a big deal, why'd you lie about it? And why'd you hide it from her?
Right.
So she's now suing him.
As she should.
So women are out here like telling their fucking fucked up stories with technology and sex. And we just have to keep an eye out there, ladies. Keep an eye out there. Protect yourself.
Oh my God, literally changing my iCloud password as we speak.
There's just creepos everywhere we look.
That's so disgusting. Also, like, just be a normal person and go on Pornhub. It takes 30 seconds and then you're done.
Also, this dude gets, you know? He gets caught and he, like, turns it on her that she's being dramatic. Like, classic.
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 I'm so sick of men. Like, I'm still on my I Hate Mentor because I just, like, can't.
Men are trash.
They're trash.
Such trash.
They really are. They just think they're so amazing. And I'm like, you're not, you're only half amazing because I associate with you. No, I just, I can't with men. I can't. Also, like, who would have the audacity,
it's the audacity.
To, like, take a video? It's the audacity.
It's audacity.
And, like, to feel like they wouldn't get caught or, like, there would be no repercussions of taking a video of your girlfriend and letting everyone see her, like, having sex. Like, that is vile.
I mean, like, oh, women are making money doing this. How am I going to take advantage of my woman to benefit me?
Oh, my God. Ew. See you in large claims court.
See you in large claims court.
See you in federal court, sir.
See you in Supreme fucking court. Why did I just say Supreme Court and I immediately thought of a Supreme, like, burrito chalupa?
I had Taco Bell the other night and it was fucking amazing.
What'd you order?
I order 3 soft tacos, like Supremes, and then I order 1 cheesy gordita crunch.
What is the Supreme thing I was thinking of?
That's when it comes with sour. It's really, it just comes with sour cream. The other ones, if it's not Supreme, it doesn't come with sour cream. And then it's like, what's the point?
If it's not
of
Supreme.
See you
I'm
more.
Calling the police. I actually can't enjoy literally. Mexican without sour cream, but that's like my toxic trait.
I think that if people enjoy Mexican without sour cream, I'm weary of you.
Weary.
I'm you're just a punk. Weary of you.
Wow, we just used all our catchphrases in 30 seconds.
Absolute punk behavior.
Do you have any other
front page news? How about Lindsay Lohan on TikTok just living her life?
Oh, yeah. What's she doing on TikTok? She had one really
just
funny
like voicing
one, right?
Over her own things.
I think it's iconic and I think she should. She looks good lately.
Too.
Also, has anyone checked on how that Christmas movie did? Because we talked about it a lot and then didn't
did
follow
that come
up.
Out? We always do that. We talk about things and we're like, we must know. And then we literally have amnesia and forget about it. But I will say, I do know how babies have passports now.
Oh, yeah.
One woman DM'd me and said she had to put her baby on like a white like board and basically take the picture that way. And then another woman said that she had to put like a white sheet over herself and like hold her baby up.
Like a ghost kidnapping your baby.
And like, because you can't have anyone else in the background. And she said it's particularly hard because you have to see their ears. So like keeping their heads straight. And I was like, wow.
So what we learned and is it was a very valid question last week.
Yeah. I wanted to be like, okay, and at what age do you have to get a gerbil? You know? Like,
and do gerbils need to get pre-check? Also question, is it read receipts or red receipts?
Read receipts.
Okay.
Red receipts.
Apparently people say red receipts. Also, people said...
I think Reed.
People also said they FaceTime in multiple places, not just cities. And that Craig is just weird.
People were offended by that.
They were like, we know what FaceTime is in the Midwest, you stupid bitches.
Some people were like, I've never FaceTimed ever. Like, I just never FaceTime. Some woman said that she was telling her best... She wanted to tell her best friend some, like, big news. I'm pretty sure she was telling her that she was engaged or something. She said she blew it by just being like, can we FaceTime? Because she was like, I never FaceTime.
Yeah.
So her friend was like, I knew you were going to tell me something.
Yeah. People love that with engagement shit, with the, like, I did that.
Hannah, you literally did the exact same thing to me.
Yeah, I did that.
No, actually, I called you and put you on trial. I was like, bitch, are you engaged?
People understand about the engagement is I was literally trying to keep it a secret. And Paige and Sierra, I saw, like,
I felt
that
the
day.
Energy.
Yeah, and some people just know it. Me too well. Like, I'm so bad at lying. I'm the worst liar
literally,
ever.
No, yeah. I woke up like I was, like, in the movie Madeline, like Miss Clavel. I was like, something's not right, and I think someone's engaged.
When anyone in your circle gets engaged, you're like, smells like diamonds. Smells like a cushion cut. Knew it. Oh, God. Anyway, guys, thank you for giggling with us today. We love you so much. We're going to be in Boston March 26th. I think it's sold out, though. I'm going to be in Atlanta and Charlotte, which is fun.
Ooh, that is fun.
Yeah, and then maybe Denver.
I really want to go to Atlanta and just, like, have a fucking time.
Yeah, with Sierra and Portia.
Maybe when I get engaged, I'll do my bachelorette party in Atlanta.
Can we get Michael?
Right?
Can we get...
I feel like... Michael who?
Portia's stripper. What's his name?
Oh, Bolo?
Bolo. I think his real
name's
Michael.
Well, I do want to... I feel like they have such good strip clubs. Sierra's like, no, you get dressed and ready and you go out at the strip club. And I feel like that's just ideal for a bachelorette.
If you did your, bachelorette party in Atlanta, just the most crunk bachelorette party in history.
Yeah.
I love that we're planning your bachelorette too.
That or New Orleans, I think I might do.
Ooh, New Orleans could be really chic. Like, we could dress as witches.
I would love that. I would love to do something haunted for my bachelorette.
Okay, Stassi.
Yeah. I had dinner with Stassi the other day.
I know, which is crazy because we were Vanderpump fans growing up, obviously.
Hard to look her right in the eye because she's so pretty. I told her. I actually stopped her mid-conversation and said, I'm having trouble looking at you.
That's crazy because you've never said that to me. You just don't look at me because
you're sick of me. No, there have been days where I've been like, stop, I can't look at you. Take a shower.
Okay, you're done.
Goodbye.
You're done. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.